بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today we will be continuing with lesson 16, the next to the last lesson from this level 3 course. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Level 3, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. So in this, our 36th session, we're going to make a quick review of the 4 points of the English key. And then last week, we actually went through the English key and we went through the Arabic text. And I think we also read the comprehension questions 1, 2, and 3. We didn't complete the reading of the Arabic explanation of Thulathi and Ruba'i and Mujarrad and Mazid verbs on page 135 and 136. So we're going to do that. That's what we're going to start with today. We're going to review first, quick review of the English key. And then we're going to go straight to the Arabic explanation of the difference between Thulathi and Ruba'i and Mujarrad and Mazid, and the exercises that follow it, and the Arabic explanation of the Bab Fa'ala with its exercises to the end of to the end of this lesson, hopefully. Allahu A'lam, if we're going to be able to complete it, but in any case, we're not going to be concerned if we've completed or not completed. But that's what we have scheduled for today, to look at some details of specifically the mazid verb fa'ala, where the middle radical is doubled with shadda. So, quick review of the English key. On page 65, there's somewhat detailed discussion concerning the difference between what is known as al-fi'l al-thulathi and al-fi'l al-ruba'i. So, what is the difference between thulathi and ruba'i? The verb that consists of three radicals with no added letters, the original root letters, is called thulathi. Three original root letters. There are other verbs that have four original root letters before anything is added. They originally have four, and those are called al-fi'l al-ruba'i. So the difference between thulathi and ruba'i is that the thulathi, the original root letters are three. The ruba'i, the original root letters are four without anything being added to them to modify their meaning. The second thing that we talked about, and they gave examples of each of them, any examples of thulathi like kataba, jalasa, shariba, examples of ruba'i, tarajama, basmala, harwala, any of these are verbs that don't have any letters added to them to modify their meaning. The second thing we looked at was, from another perspective, verbs may also be looked at as mujarrad and mazid. So a mujarrad verb, if it's thulathi, it only has three letters because there are no letters added to it. And if it's ruba'i, then it has four letters because mujarrad means there's nothing else added to it. It's free of anything being added to it. Whereas the mazid verb, it has one or more letters added to the original radicals or root letters. These extra letters are added to modify the meaning. So, thulathi mujarrad means it only has the three original root letters. Ruba'i mujarrad means that it only has the four original root letters. Thulathi mazid means that in addition to the three original root letters, has extra letters, one or more letters, which are added to modify its meaning. And ruba'i mazid means that in addition to its four original root letters, it has other letters added to it to modify its meaning. Then they gave us some examples of a thulathi mazid. From the thulathi mujarrad salima, you can add double the middle radical and get salama, or you can add alif to the first letter and get salama, or you can add ta to the beginning in addition to doubling the middle radical and get tasallama, and as well you can get aslama and istaslama. These are examples of thulathi. Originally has three root letters, but extra letters are added to modify the meaning. They also gave us an example of ruba'i, yani mujarrad, yani zalzala, means he shook it violently. And if you add the letter ta, any extra letter, it became mazid, ruba'i mazid, tazalzala, means it shook violently, itself, it shook. So each of these forms of the verb, when extra letter is added, is called a bab. So if the middle radical is doubled, it's called bab fa'ala. If an aleph is added to the first root letter, it's called bab fa'ala, and so on, like this. Alright? So each of these are called a bab. In addition, we mentioned last week that the mujarrad verb has six abwab, or six babs, based on what we've discussed previously concerning classification of verbs according to the vowel of the middle radical in the past tense and the present tense. So if the middle radical in the past tense is fatha, and in the present tense the middle radical is dhamma, we say it's AU group of fatha dhamma, as in sajada yasjudu. If the middle radical is fatha in the past tense and kasra in the present tense, we say it's fatha kasra, or AI group, as in jalasa yajlisu. And then there's fatha fatha group, fataha yaftahu, kasra fatha group, fahima yafhamu, and dhamma dhamma group, qaruba yaqrubu, and kasra kasra group, waritha yarithu. So these are six abwab of the thulathi mujarrad. Doesn't have any extra letters. And you classify it according to the middle radical vowel in the past tense and the present tense. Okay, so that's what we covered last week in the first point. The second point is dealing with one of those abwab, yani of mazid, yani when the middle radical is doubled. This is the bab called fa'ala, where the ayn is doubled, and they gave us examples of qabbala, yuqabbilu, darrasa, yudarrisu, and they showed us how yani you formulate the mudari, and how you and that when it has four letters it should take a dhamma, and then yani the rest of the voweling, the pattern for the mudari. They showed us how to formulate the fi'l amra by dropping the harf mudari'a, the first letter in the beginning, and making the case ending sakin. Now the amra is formed by dropping the harf mudari'a and the case ending, yani the vowel of the case ending, making it sakin. So from qabbala yuqabbilu, you get qabbil, get rid of the ta, tuqabbil, get rid of the ta, and make the last letter sakin, became qabbil, darrasa yudarrisu, darris, and so on. They also showed us how to formulate the masdar. For this bab, the masdar is on the pattern of taf'il. So from allama yu'allimu, you get ta'aleem. From qabbala yuqabbilu, taqbil. From darrasa yudarrisu, tadris, and so on. And they also said that the masdar for the naqis verb, and for the verb that has the third radical with hamza, instead of taf'il, is taf'ilatun. And they gave us examples of that. And then they showed us how to formulate the ism fa'il by changing the mudara'a letter, yani to a meme with dhamma. So from sajjala yusajjilu, you just change you to mu, musajjilun. Darrasa yudarrisu, you change the you to mu, yudarris mudarrisun. They showed us that the ism maf'ul is the same as the ism fa'il, except the vowel on the middle radical changes from kasra to fatha. Yani mudarris is the ism fa'il, mudarras with fatha is the ism maf'ul, and the ism makan and zaman is the same as the ism maf'ul, same exact form. Okay, so this is just a quick summary of what we studied in the English key last week from the first and second points, details of the bab fa'ala, and then they also gave us two new patterns of broken plurals, fa'alatun, as in talabatun from talib, and fu'alun, as in nusakhun from nuskha. And they gave us two patterns, two new masdar patterns from the thulathi mujarrad, fa'alun, as in sharhun from sharaha yashrahu, and fi'alun, as ghiyab from ghaba yaghibu. Okay, so that is what we covered last week in the English Key, and this was intended to be a quick review just to refresh our memory, even though, and hopefully everybody has taken a look at it on your own during the week for homework, because that was part of the homework. I need to do a quick review of the English Key, all of the points of the English Key on page 65 through 68. After that, we're going to look at the Arabic explanation of the Thulathi and Ruba'i and Mujarrad and Mazid verbs that we just went over just quickly on page 135 and 136, along with the exercises that came with it. On page 136, exercise Aleph and exercise Ba. And then after that, we're going to go through the rest of the lesson as much as is possible, especially looking at the Bab Fa'ala and its exercises, and the Ism Fa'il, Ism Maf'ul, Ism Zaman and Makan, and so on, as well as the two new broken plural patterns and two new Masdar patterns. Alright, so let's turn now to page 135. Page 135, what we're going to be doing here now is we're going to be reviewing in Arabic what we went over in the English Key concerning the difference between verbs that are known as Thulathi and Ruba'i, and the difference between the verb that's known as Mujarrad and the Mazid. Alright, so on page 135, halfway down the page, it says number 1, Al-Fi'lu Imma Thulathiyun Wa Imma Ruba'iyun. Yani a verb is either thulathi, yani having three original root letters, or it is ruba'i, having four original root letters or radicals. Fathulathi, now they define each of them. Fathulathiyu ma kana fi thalathatu ahrufin asliyatin. Yani the thulathi is the one ma kana fi that has in it three letters that are original, three original root letters, or three original radicals. Nahu, like, dakhala, to enter, kataba, to write, shariba, to drink. Three original radicals, or three original root letters. Thalathatu ahrufin asliya. Warruba'iyu, and the ruba'i verb, is makanafi arabatu ahrufin asliya. And is the one that has four original root letters, or four original radicals, like tarajama, which means to translate, harawala, which means to walk fast, or basmala, which means to say bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So here they're telling us the difference between thulathi and ruba'i, and they give us some examples. The next thing we want to look at is that وَكُلٌّ مِنْهُمَا, each of them, ثُلَثِي رُبَعِي, كُلٌّ مِنْهُمَا إِمَّا مُجَرَّدٌ وَإِمَّا مَزِيدٌ. Each of them is either مُجَرَّد or مَزِيد. يعني ثُلَثِي can be مُجَرَّد and it can be مَزِيد. رُبَعِي can be مُجَرَّد and it can be مَزِيد. فَالْمُجَرَّد مَا كَانَ جَمِيعُ أَحْرُوفِهِ أَصْلِيَّةً. Yani the mujarrad is when all of its letters are the original letters. Yani either three original letters, thulathi, or four original letters, ruba'i. That's the mujarrad. All of its letters are original letters, no added letters. Wal mazid, mazid fihi harfun aw aktharu ala ahrufihi al-asliya. And the mazid is the one that has been increased by one letter or more. Harfun aw akthar. It has been increased by one or more letters over its huruf al-asliya, ala ahrufihi al-asliya. Yani one or more letters have been increased upon it, above and beyond its ahruf al-asliya, its original letters. So the mazid means that if it's thulathi mazid, it has its three original letters plus one or more letters. If it's thulathi mujarrad, it means it has only its three original letters. And the same thing with ruba'i. If it's ruba'i mujarrad, it only has its four original root letters. If it's ruba'i mazid, then it has, in addition to its four original root letters, it has one or more extra letters. So that's what we want to say, the difference between thulathi and ruba'i, three or four original letters, mujarrad and mazid, it only has its original letters, three or four original letters, or mazid, it has, in addition to its three or four original letters, extra letters, one or more extra letters that are used to modify its meaning. The next thing we want to read here from the Arabic explanation is about the thulathi mujarrad, that it has six different categories. Al-fi'lu al-thulathiyu al-mujarradu lahu sittatu abwabin. The fi'l thulathi mujarrad, without any extra letters, it has four types. Wahiya, number one, fa'ala yaf'alu, yani the fatha dhamma group, like kataba yaktubu, darasa yadrusu, kharaja yakhruju, and so on. The second group is fa'ala yaf'ilu, and notice that the ayn has fatha and kasra in this second group. It has fatha in the past tense, kasra in the present tense, so it's called fa'ala yaf'ilu, that is fatha kasra group, as in jalasa yajlisu, or ghasala yaglisu, raja'a yarji'u, and so on. Going to page 136, the third group of thulathi mujarrad, yani the triliteral verb that has no extra letters added to modify it, the third category is fa'ala yaf'alu, yani it has fatha on the ayn in the past tense and fatha on the ayn in the present tense, so it's fatha, fatha group, as in ذهب يذهب, or رفع يرفع, قرأ يقرأ, فتح يفتح. Number four, the fourth category of ثلاثي مجرد, three original root letters with no added letters to modify the meaning, is فاعل يفعل, كسرة, فتح group, as in شرب يشرب, or ركب يركب, حفظ يحفظ, and so on. The fifth category is fa'ula yaf'ulu, has dhamma on the ayn in the past tense and dhamma on the ayn in the present tense. So it's dhamma, dhamma group, as in kathura yakthuru. Yani the tha has dhamma in the past tense and the tha has dhamma in the present tense. Kathura yakthuru, wa hasuna yahsunu, qaruba yaqrubu, and so on. The last category is the fa'ila yaf'ilu, yani the ayn in the past tense has kasra, and in the present tense the ayn has kasra, so it's kasra, kasra group, as in waritha yarithu, hasiba yahsibu, and so on. Okay, so this is the second part of the first point of this lesson, that is, that the thulathi mujarrad, triliteral root verb, has no extra letters added to modify, has six categories, or six types, classified according to the middle radical vowel in the past tense and the present tense. AU group, AI group, AA group, IA group, UU group, and II group. There are two exercises for this part of the lesson. The first exercise is Aleph. It says, Mayyiz al-fi'la الثلاثية. ميز الفعل الثلاثية من الفعل الرباعي فيما يلي. يعني distinguish or identify the ثلاثي verb from the رباعي verb in what follows. Okay, so we're going to identify which verb is ثلاثي, which verb is رباعي. Remember the ثلاثي that we're talking about here is thulathi mujarrad. Yani it has only three original root letters. Ruba'i, what is intended here is ruba'i mujarrad. It only has four original root letters without any other letters added to modify its meaning. So hafidha is thulathi, means to memorize. Nama is thulathi, means to sleep. Tarjama is ruba'i, it means to translate. Kharaja is thulathi, it means to go out. Harwala is ruba'i, it means to walk fast. Ba'athara is ruba'i, it means to scatter or to fling things around. And da'a is thulathi, it means to supplicate or to call or to invite. The second exercise, ba', says, Mayyiz al-fi'la al-thulathiyya al-mujarrada min al-fi'li al-thulathiyyi al-mazidi fima yali, fima ya'ti. distinguish or identify the thulathi mujarrad from the thulathi mazid. So here, all of these are thulathi verbs, but some of them are going to be mujarrad. It only has its original three root letters, and some of them are going to be thulathi mazid. They are originally thulathi, but they have extra letters added to modify them. And this is yani an exercise for us to pay attention to if the verb has letters that are added to modify the meaning. Like the middle radical is doubled, or the first radical takes an extra aleph, or there's a hamza before the first radical, or there are extra letters before it in and in between, and so on. So all of these abwab of the thulathi mazid will be studying over time, mostly in level 4 class. Okay, we saw examples of them in the introduction to this lesson. Okay, exercise ba. Saddaqa, this is thulathi mazid, because there's an extra letter added. The middle radical is doubled with shadda. This is the second form of the thulathi mazid. Then we have qara'a, which means to read, it is mujarrad. Fataha, to open, it is mujarrad. Aslama is mazid, thulathi mazid. It has an extra letter hamza in the beginning to modify the meaning. Aslama, it means to become Muslim. This is the fourth form of the thulathi mazid. Then there's taqabbala. This is also thulathi mazid. It has a ta added to the beginning. And then it also has shadda, should have a shadda on the ba. In my book, I just noticed that it has a shadda on the qaf. It should be on the ba. Taqabbala. Yani the ba has shadda. So it has two letters added, the ta in the beginning, and the middle radical ba is doubled. Taqabbala. This is the fifth form of thulathi mazid. Samia is mujarrad. Istaqbala is mazid, the tenth form of mazid. It has three letters added, the hamza, seen, and ta. Qawa is mujarrad. Waqafa is mujarrad. And ishtara is mazid. Ishtara. Yani, it has a hamza added to the beginning of it, and it also has ta after the first radical. Ishtara. Yani, ifta'ala. This is the eighth form of the mazid. Like, irtafa'a. Ishtara. Or igtasala. Alright, so this we're going to be learning more about in the future. What is important here is to be able to identify mujarrad from mazid. Mujarrad only is going to have three letters, because all these are thulathi, either mujarrad or mazid. If it only has three letters, like qara'a, fataha, sami'a, qawa, waqafa, these are all mujarrad. The rest of them are mazid. There's one or more letters added to them. Okay, after this, exercise number two actually takes us to the second core point of this lesson, that is the bab fa'ala. Number two, it says, min abwab al-fi'l al-thulathi al-mazidi babu fa'ala. Zida fihi harfun wahidun, wa huwa al-aynu al-muqarraratu. Yani, from the abwab of the fi'l thulathi mazid. Yani, the thulathi mazid means it originally has three letters, but it has mazid, yani increased letters, one or more, to modify its meaning. From amongst those abwab of thulathi mazid is bab fa'ala. And it's the second form of the thulathi mazid. It has one letter added, that is the middle radical is doubled with shadda. Fa'ala. The explanation of bab fa'ala is zida fi harfun wahid. One letter has been increased upon it. وَهُوَ الْعَيْنَ الْمُقَرَّرَةُ And it is the عَيْن, the middle radical, that is repeated. مُقَرَّرَة Yani, it's doubled. The middle radical, the عَيْن, is doubled. So, فَعَلَ is the ثُلَثِي مُجَرَّد. If you double it, it became فَعَلَ. Yani, the عَيْن, first عَيْن with سُكُون, second عَيْن with فَتَة. فَعَلَ تَأَمَّلْ الْأَمْثِلَةَ الْآتِيَةَ لِبَابِي فعل ثم اكتب المضارع والأمر والمصدر من الأفعال الآتي الأفعال التي تليها تأمل الأمثلة الآتية reflect, study, examine carefully the following examples الأمثلة الآتية: لباب فعل, for the باب فعل, ثم اكتب, then write المضارع, write the مضارع form from the past tense form that they gave you. They want you to write the مضارع form, then the عمر, the command form, imperative, then the مصدر, the infinitive, from الأفعال التي تليها, from the verbs that follow the examples. Okay, so the examples they gave us, they gave us a past tense form, الماضي, in the right column, then المضارع, second column, الأمر, in the third column, and المصدر, in the fourth column. This is what they want us to do, just like this, for the verbs that follow. They give us a past tense, and they want us to fill in the مضارع, the أمر, and the مصدر. Alright, so let's look at the examples they gave us. سلم. In the مضارع, what happens is what? The مضارع letter, because it has four letters, takes ضمة. We said that when a verb has four letters, the حرف مضارع, the حرف that we add into the beginning, the ya or the ta or the hamza or the noon, those four letters are حروف مضارع, as it says in the note here, أحرف المضارع من الفعل المكون من أربعة أحرف, that's footnote number one, مضمومة, يعني أحرف المضارع, the letters of the مضارع, that is حمزة, نون, يا and تا, from the فعل مكون من أربعة أحرف, from a verb that has four letters, the حرف مضارع is going to be مضموم, مضمومة, it's going to take ضمة. If a verb has three letters, the فعل مضارع, the حرف مضارع is going to take فتح. If it has five letters or six letters, then يعني three, five, and six, it's going to take فتح. But if it has four letters, then it's going to take ضمّة. This particular verb, this مزيد verb, has four letters, has the original three letters, and the middle radical is doubled, so it became four letters. Therefore, the prefixed letter, ya or ta or noon or hamza, is going to take ضمّة. It's going to take ضمّة. So, سلّم, the prefixed letter takes ضمّة. يُسلِّمُ. So what happens here? The prefix letter takes ضمّة. The first original radical takes فتحة. The second radical, yani the letter that's doubled, takes سكون and then كسرة. سكون and then كسرة. And the last radical takes whatever is required by the إعراب. If it's مرفوع, it takes ضمّة. If it's منسوب, it takes فتحة. If it's مجزوم, it takes سكون. So you have سلّم يُسلِّمُ. The فعل أمر, you get rid of the حرف مضارع and make the last letter ساكن. So, يعني from the second person form, تُسَلِّمُ, get رid of the تُ and get rid of the ضم on the last letter. تُسَلِّمُ became سَلِّم. And the مصدر is on the pattern of تَفْعِيل. يعني on the pattern of تَفْعِيل. The first radical takes سكون preceded by تَا with فَتَّة. The second radical takes كسرة, followed by an extra ya with sukoon, and then the last radical. Okay, so the first radical takes sukoon, preceded by ta with fatha. The second radical takes kasra, elongated by ya. Taslim, from seen, lam, mim, taslim. Also, it has a note here, it says, مصادر الفعل الثلاثي مجرد سماعية ومصادر الأفعال الأخرى قياسية. Yani that the masdars from the fi'l thulathi mujarrad is sama'iyya, mean it is as you hear it. There's no special pattern. The way the Arabs said it, the way you hear them saying it, that's the way it is. It doesn't have a pattern. But the masadir, the masdars from the other verbs other than thulathi mujarrad, are qiyasiyya, meaning that there's a qiyas, there's a pattern. They follow a pattern. So the pattern here for the bab fa'ala is تفعيل. So from سلم يسلم you have تسليم. From قبل يقبل you have تقبيل. From سبح يسبح you have تصبيح. Okay, let's just go through the examples they gave here. قبل is past tense, and in the present tense, the حرف مضارع that you add takes ضمة. The first radical takes فتحة. The second radical that's dhamma, that's doubled, takes sukoon and kasra. Dhamma, fatha, sukoon and kasra. Qabbala, yu, قَبِّلُ قَبَّلَ يُقَبِّلُ The fi'l amr, get rid of the harf mudara, make the last letter sakin. تُقَبِّلُ became قَبِّل. Ism, the pattern for the masdar is تَفْعِيل. So the three letters are قَاف, ba, and lam. The first letter takes sukoon, preceded by ta with fatah. The second radical takes kasra, elongated by extra ya. So, qaf, ba, lam became taqbil. Like seen, lam, mim became taslim. And then the next example they gave us is sabbaha. Yani means to say subhanallah, to declare the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabbaha. Yani to say subhanallah. The mudari, yusabbihu. Fatta, sakoon, yani dhamma, fatta, sakoon, kasra. You sabbihu. The fi'l amra from tusabbihu, get rid of the ta, last letter takes sukoon, sabbih. And the masdar is on the pattern of taf'il from seen, ba, and ha, tasbihun. Okay, before we go to the doing of the exercise, I just want to emphasize any the patterns here, right? So, sallama yusallimu. قَبَّلَ يُقَبِّلُ سَبَّحَ يُصَبِّحُ Okay, the fi'l amr from سَلَّمَ سَلِّم from قَبَّلَ قَبِّل from سَبَّحَ سَبِّح the masdar from سَلَّمَ تَسْلِيم from قَبَّلَ تَقْبِيل from سَبَّحَ تَصْبِيح Okay, so these are patterns and you can hear the pattern in the sound of the word. Okay, let's go on now to the exercise on the following page, 137. They're not numbered, but there are 9 past tense verbs they give us, 1 through 9, even though they are not numbered here. I have numbered them just to keep track of them as we're reading through it. And they give us the maadi. They want us to fill in the mudari and the amra and the masdar. So they're asking us for 3 words from the past tense. They want us to derive the present tense, then the fil amra, and then the masdar. Remember, the fi'l amr is going to be getting rid of the harf mudara and making the last letter sukoon. And the masdar is going to be on the pattern of taf'il, yani the first root letter taking sukoon, preceded by ta with fatta, second root letter taking kasra, elongated by an extra ya. Okay, so the first word is kabbara, to say Allahu Akbar. And to declare something to be magnified, to be great. Kabbara. Yani mudari form, yukabbiru. Yukabbi. Yukabbiru. Fil amra, from tukabbir, tukabbiru, kabbir. Kabbir, get rid of the ta and make the last letter sakin. The masdar from kabbara, yukabbiru, takbir, takbirun. The second one, allama, yani to teach. The mudari, يُعَلِّمُ The fi'l amra عَلِّم And the masdar تَعْلِيم The next verb وَضَّحَ To make something clear وَضَّحَ The mudari يُوَضِّحُ يُوَضِّحُ The fi'l amra وَضِّح And the masdar توضيح Number 4 وَزَّعَ To distribute something. Wazza'a. Mudari. Yu wazzi'u. Fil amra. Wazzi'. Masdar. Tawzi'. Tawzi'un. The fifth one. Sajjala. To record something. Sajjala. Mudari. Yu sajjilu. Amra. Sajjil. Masdar. Tasjilun. The sixth one, Hanna'a. Here, notice that the last radical has Hamza, and we said that the masdar from the bab, Fa'ala, if the last letter is a Hamza, its masdar instead of Taf'il is Taf'ilatun. Taf'ilatun. So please make a note that the masdar here is going to be slightly different. So, Hanna'a means to congratulate. Yuhanni'u, and here the Hamza should be written on top of Ya in the Mudari. Yuhanni'u, and the fil amra hanni. And the hamza again is written on ya in the fil amra form. Hanni. Yani hamza with sukoon. Hanni. The masdar again is on the pattern of taf'ilatun. Instead of taf'il, taf'ilatun. So from hanna'a, ha, noon, and hamza is tahni'atun, tahni'atun. The seventh one is samma, and here this is a naqis verb. Remember, we also said the naqis verb, the masdar, is going to be on the pattern of taf'ilatun instead of taf'il. So samma means to name someone or something. Yusammi is the mudari, and sammi, yani seen with fatta, meem with shadda, and kasra without elongation. Sammi. Because here, making it majzoom means removing, deleting the last letter, the harf illa. Sammi. And the masdar is tasmiyatun. Tasmiyatun. The eighth one is hayya. Yuhayyi. Yani to greet someone. Hayya. Mudari. Yuhayyi. Yani, in other words, the second radical, ya, is doubled with shadda and kasra and elongated by ya with sukoon. Yuhayyi. And the fi'l amra is hayyi. Yani again, because it's a naqis verb, the fi'l amra, the last letter is deleted when it's majzoom on the fi'l amra. Hayyi. Yani ha, fatha, ya with shadda and kasra with no elongation. Hayyi. And the masdar is, yani originally, tahyiyatun, but because of the two ya's back to back, they moved the vowel to the ha with sukoon and made the first ya with sukoon, second ya with fatha, so they used it with shadda, it became tahyiyatun. Tahyiyatun. Asluha tahyiyatun on the pattern of taf'ilatun. Tahyiya became tahyiya. The last one, ninth one, rabba, yani means to educate or to cultivate. Rabba, yani in my book, the ya on the end, I mean, it has two dots under the last letter. It shouldn't have two dots. It should be alif maksura. Rabba, without the two dots on under the last letter. The two dots under the last letter indicates that this is a ya. It's not a ya, it's alif maksura. And in the mudari it becomes ya, but in the past tense, it's alif maksura. Rabba, mudari, yurabbi, elongated, yani with ya at the end, and the fi'l amra, rabbi. Again, because it's naqis verb, the last letter is deleted in the fi'l amra, so it became rabbi. Ra with fatta, ba with shadda, and kasra, no elongation. Rabbi. The masdar, ta, yani from rab, from ra, ba, yani, and ya became tarbiya, tarbiya, tarbiyatun. Alright, so this is an exercise in deriving the mudari and the amr and the masdar, just for the sake of, yani, hearing the pattern. Yani, in these nine verbs they gave us, the masdar from kabbara is takbir, from allama, ta'aleem, from wadaha, توضيح from وزع توزيع سجل تسجيل حنأ تهنية تهنئة سم تسمية حي تحية رب تربية. As far as the fi'l amr, from كبر كبر علم علم وضح وضح وَزَّعَ وَزِّعْ سَجَّلَ سَجِّلْ حَنَّأَ حَنِّئْ سَمَّ سَمِّ حَيَّ حَيِّ رَبَّ رَبِّ. Okay, so this just requires practice, you know, recognizing the patterns for the mudari and the amra and the masdar. And as well, in this lesson, we're also going to be looking at the patterns for the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism makan, and ism zaman. Exercises with those. Okay, so after this, after these nine verbs they gave us, it says, masdar bab, fa'ala is taf'il. So the masdar from the bab fa'ala is on the pattern of taf'il, meaning the first root letter takes sukun preceded by ta with fatha. The second root letter, the ayn, takes kasra elongated by an extra ya. Taf'il. وَيَأْتِي عَلَى وَزْنٍ تَفَعِيلَةٍ. And it also comes on the pattern of تَفَعِيلَة instead of تَفَعِيل إِذَا كَانَ الْفِعْلُ نَاقِسًا أَوْ مَحْمُوزَ اللَّام. So the pattern for the masdar instead of تَفَعِيل is going to be تَفَعِيلَة. تَفَعِيلَة. If the verb on the from the bab فَعَلَة is a فِعْل نَاقِس, any meaning has a weak letter at the end. Or if the verb is a مَحْمُوزَ اللَّام, meaning Lam means the last radical if it's Hamza. In those two cases, the masdar pattern is taf'ilatun. Okay, that's just a note related to the exercise number two. Exercise number three says, Arafta fi darsin sabiqin anna isma al-fa'ili min al-fi'li al-thulathi al-mujarrad ala wazn fa'ilun. You knew previously from previous lessons, you already came to know from a previous lesson that the ism fa'il, yani the noun that's used to indicate the one who's doing the action of that verb, like the katib is the one who does the writing, and the yani qari is the one who does reading, and so on. The qatil is the one who does killing. So we knew previously that the ism fa'il from the thulathi mujarrad, yani triliteral root verb that has no extra letters added to modify its meaning, is on the pattern of fa'il. Yani katib, darib, sharib, and so on. وَعَلَمَ الْآنَ أَنَّ إِسْمَ الْفَاعِلِ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ غَيْرُ ثُلَثِي مُجَرَّدْ يَكُونُ بِلَفْظِ مُضَارِعِهِ بِإِبْدَالِ حَرْفِ الْمُضَارَعَةِ مِيمًا مضمومة وكسر ما قبل آخره. Okay, so now we're saying that we knew before that the ism fa'il from the thulathi mujarrad is on the pattern of fa'il. Now we must learn that the ism fa'il from the fi'l غير ثلاثي مجرد, yani from the verb that's not ثلاثي مجرد, this ism fa'il يكون بلفظ مضارعه. It will have the same wording as its مضارع form. Same wording as the mudari form, except that ibdal harf mudara, except that you will exchange the added prefix letter, the harf mudara, you will exchange that letter for a meme that is madmuma, meaning a meme that has dhamma. Wa kasri ma qabla akhirihi. And there will be a kasra on the letter next to the last letter. So, how do we get the ism fa'il from other than thulathi mujarrad? We exchange the mudara al letter, the prefix letter ya ta noon mim ya ta hamza or noon. We exchange it for a mim with dhamma, and the next to the last letter takes kasra. Next to the last letter takes kasra. So, for example, from yu'allimu, we change the u to mu. Change the mudara al letter u. Change it to mim with dhamma mu allim. And the next to the last letter takes kasra. Yu'allim, mu'allim. And then the last letter takes sukun because this is a noun, right? Yu'allim is a mudari verb. Verbs don't take tanween. But mu'allimun is a noun. Ism fa'il. It's a noun, so it takes tanween or alif lam. Alright, so all they're saying here in this explanation, this Arabic explanation, is that we learned previously that the ism fa'il from the thulathi mujarrad is on the pattern of fa'il, and now we're learning that from other than thulathi mujarrad, the ism fa'il is formulated by exchanging the harf mudara'a, yu'allim, yudarris, yani, you change the yu to mu, and then next to the last letter takes kasra, that indicates that it's ism fa'il, mu'allim. هاتي أسماء الفاعلين من الأفعال الآتية. So give the ism fa'ils from the following verbs. Keeping in mind what? All we're going to do is take the mudara al letter, the first letter, and change it from u to mu, and make sure that next to the last letter has kasra. Yani in the mudari form it already has kasra next to the last letter for this particular bab. But in some other babs it might not have kasra. But in this bab, fa'ala, the mudari next to the last letter is always going to be kasra. So what you have to do is change u to mu and add tanween to the end. So adhana, to announce the time for prayer, adhan. Adhana yu'adhinu. Yu'adhinu became mu'adhinun. Yu'adhinu became mu'adhinun. Going across, darrasa, to teach, yudarrisu. Yudarrisu became mudarrisun. Mudarris. Yudarris, mudarris. Mudarrisun. Ism fa'al, mudarrisun. Going down, sajjala, yusajjilu. Sajjala, yusajjilu. Means to record or to register something or someone. Sajjala, yusajjilu. Ism fa'al, musajjilun. The fourth one, going across, sawwara. Sawwara with sa'ad, which means to make an image of something, picture, drawing, painting, whatever. Sawwara, yusawwiru, musawwirun, musawwira, musawwir, to make pictures or images. And by the way, images of living beings is haram. Making them or possessing them. Going down, haddatha, yuhaddithu. Haddatha, yani to speak about something. Haddatha, yuhaddithu. Yani ism fa'al, muhaddith. Muhaddith. Yuhaddithu, muhaddithun. Going across, sabbaha, to say, subhanallah. Sabbaha, to declare the perfection of Allah. Sabbaha, yusabbihu. Ism fa'al, musabbihun. Yusabbihu, musabbih. Musabbihun. Turning to page 138, exercise number 4. Arafta fi darsin sabikin anna isma al maf'uli min al fi'li al thulathi al mujarradi ala wazn maf'ulin. So you knew from a previous lesson that the ism maf'ul from the thulathi mujarrad is on the pattern of maf'ul. Yani in the same lesson that we learned, yani the ism fa'il from the thulathi mujarrad is on the pattern of fa'ilun. We learned also that the ism maf'ul is on the pattern of maf'ul. Now though, wa'alam al-ana anna isma al-maf'ul min al-fi'l ghayru al-thulathi al-mujarrad yakunu ala wazni ismi fa'ilihi ma fathi ma qabla al-akhiri. So now we are going to learn that the ism maf'ul from other than thulathi mujarrad, other verbs other than thulathi mujarrad, the ism maf'ul is on the pattern, the same pattern as the ism fa'ilihi, the ism fa'il that we just learned, same pattern as the ism fa'il, ma fathi ma qabla akhirihi, except that the next to the last letter takes fatha. And in the ism fa'il we said the next to the last letter takes kasra. Here we're saying the ism maf'ul next to the last letter takes fatha. So it's the same exact form as the ism fa'il, except the next to the last letter in the ism fa'il is kasra, and in the ism maf'ul is fatha. That's the only difference. So once you formulate the ism fa'il from darrasa yudarrisu mudarris with kasra next to the last letter kasra, the ism maf'ul is with fatha, mudarras. Musajjil, musajjal. Instead of kasra, ism fa'il is fatha, ism maf'ul. Exact same form. Mudarris with kasra, mudarras. Musajjil, musajjal. Musabbih, musabbah. Alright? So for example, yusajjilu is the mudari. Sajjala, yusajjilu. The ism fa'il is musajjilun. Musajjilun. Yani next to the last letter with kasra. The ism maf'ul, musajjalun, with fatha. So the only difference here is, yani for the ism fa'il, You change the Muvari U to Mu. The next to the last letter has Kasra, and for the Ism, Mafa'ul, the next to the last letter has Fatha. Musajjilun with Kasra, Musajjalun with Fatha. So here, you know, this makes us to know the importance of being precise. Because one vowel in the Arabic word may change the meaning from something, from one thing to something completely different. Now, okay, so the exercise for here, it says what? Hati asma al-fa'ilina min al-af'al al-atiya. Give the ism fa'il from the following verbs. Thumma halwilha ila asma'i al-maf'ulin. Give the ism fa'il for the following words, and then transform it, or change it, or convert it to the ism maf'ul. So they want you first, they're going to give you the past tense verb, right? And they want you to give the present tense verb, and then the ism fa'il, and then the ism maf'ul. So the example they gave us is sajjala, means to register or record. Yusajjilu is the mudari, right? Yusajjilu, ism fa'il, musajjilun. And you just change you to mu, and make sure the next to the last letter, next to the last radical, takes kasra. Ism maf'ul, next to the last radical, takes fatha. Musajjilun with kasra, ism fa'il. Musajjalun with fatha, ism maf'ul. Alright, so hopefully, if you read carefully the instruction and you were able to follow it, you would have gotten all of these correct. Anyway, let's go through them now and see how we have done. So again, there are no numbers on this exercise. I mean, the words that they gave us, but there are seven words, so I numbered them 1 through 7. So the first one, we're on page 138, exercise number 4. They give us the madi, we have to give them the mudari, and we have to give them the ism fa'il with kasra on next to the last letter, and the ism maf'ul, fatha, on next to the last letter. So, allafa, yani means to join something together or to author, like a book, or to write something. Allafa, mudari, yu'allifu, yu'allifu. Ism fa'il, mu'allifun. يؤلف مؤلف مؤلفون اسم مفعول مؤلف يعني مؤلف is the one who authored something. مؤلف is the thing that was authored. Number two, and again they're not numbered, but it's the second one. رتب يعني means to arrange or to organize. رتب, that's the ماضي مضاري. يرتب, رتب يرتب. اسم فاعل مرتب. Murattibun, ism maf'ul, murattabun, with fatha, murattabun. Yani murattib, the one who arranges, murattab, the thing that is arranged. Number three, sallaha. Sallaha means to arm someone, yani with weapons. Sallaha. The mudari, yusallihu. The ism fa'il, the one who does that, who arms people, musallihun, with kasra, musallihun. The ism maf'ul, musallahun, with fatha, musallahun, musallihun, fa'il, musallahun, maf'ul. Number four, allaqa, allaqa, means to attach something or to hang something, allaqa, or to comment also, it means like ta'liq, commentary on a hadith or something, allaqa. The mudari, yu'alliqu, allaqa, allaqa, يُعَلِّقُ. اسم فاعل مُعَلِّقٌ with كسرة. اسم مفعول مُعَلَّقٌ مُعَلَّقٌ with فتح. مُعَلِّق مُعَلَّق. Number five, جَلَّدَ, to bind something, to put it in like bind books. جَلَّدَ مُضَارِي يُجَلِّدُ. اسم فاعل مُجَلِّد with كسرة. اسم مفعول مجلد with فتحة. جلد يجلد مجلد 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 the one who binds مجلد the thing that was bound. Number 6 لون to color something, to give it color, to color it. لون مضاري يلون اسم فاعل ملون اسم مفعول ملون ملون with كسرة ملون with فتحة ملون the one who colors something ملون the thing that was colored. Seventh and last حمد يعني to praise a lot. حمد مضاري يحمد يحمد اسم فاعل محمد with كسرة اسم مفعول محمد with فتحة محمد the one who praises محمد with فتحة the one who is praised. So our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he is محمد with فتحة the اسم مفعول the one who is praised much, not محمد the one who praises much. محمد. Okay, so again, just to hear the patterns, we can see, يعني the اسم فاعل المفعول from ألف مؤلف 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 رتب مرتب مرتب سلح مسلح مسلح علق علق يعني معلق معلق جلد مجلد مجلد لون ملون ملون حمد محمد محمد. Again, the مضارع is formed by يعني putting the مضارع letter with a dhamma, because there are four letters in this verb. The first original radical takes fatha, the second one takes sukoon, then the middle radical that's doubled takes sukoon and then kasra. يسجل يؤلف يصلح يعلق يجلد يلون يحمد. اسم فاعل takes كسرة next to the last letter. اسم مفعول takes فتحة. Okay, point number 5. عرفت في درس سابق أن اسمي الزمان والمكان يشتقان من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن مفعل ومفعيل مفعل and مفعيل. So we learned in a previous lesson that the two nouns اسم زمان and اسم مكان are derived اشتقان derived from الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن مفعل and مفعيل. So we learned previously that these two nouns, ism, zaman, indicates the time in which the action took place, or ism, makan, indicates the place where the action occurred, are derived from the thulathi mujarrad on the pattern of maf'al with fatha on the ayn, or maf'al with kasra. Yani depending on whether or not it is a naqis verb or a mithal verb, and depending on whether or not, yani the voweling of the middle radical is fatha or dhamma, yani it will be maf'al, or if it's kasra, it will be maf'il. And we took that in the past. That's how yani the ism, makan, and zaman we said is derived from the thulathi mujarrad. وعلم الآن أنهما يشتقان من غير الثلاثي المجرد على وزن اسم مفعوله. But now we are learning that these two nouns, ism zaman and ism makan, are derived from other than the thulathi mujarrad on the pattern of the ism maf'ul. Yani the same pattern of the ism maf'ul. So what is the pattern of ism maf'ul? Ism maf'ul is on the same pattern as the ism fa'il, except that next to the last letter takes fatha instead of kasra. So the ism zaman and ism makan have the same pattern as the ism maf'ul, meaning it has the same pattern as the ism fa'il, except that the next to the last letter takes fatha instead of kasra. So once you get the ism fa'il, the ism maf'ul is the same, except it takes fatha And the ism zaman and makan is also the same with the fatha. So the ism maf'ul, ism zaman, ism makan all have the same pattern. The only difference between those three and the ism fa'al is the fatha on the next to the last letter instead of kasra. So for example, salla, yani he performed prayer. Salla yusalli. The ism makan is musalla, ay makan as-salat. In other words, salla yusalli, yani the ism fa'al is musalli, ism maf'ul musalla, and ism zaman and makan musalla as well. Turn the page 139. With that in mind, ism, zaman, and makan. They didn't give us specific exercises for zaman and makan because they are the same as what we just did with the ism maf'ul. They are the same as the ism maf'ul. How do we know the difference? If is it ism maf'ul or makan or zaman from the context, how it's used? So exercise number 6 gives us an exercise that deals with the ism, zaman, and makan, and ism maf'ul, as well as the ism fa'il, and the masdar, and the madi, mudari, and amr. Yani all the forms of this bab fa'ala. Past tense, present tense, command form, the masdar, ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism zaman, and ism makan. All of them. Okay, these exercises cover all of these 8 different types of words. Okay, there are 3 types of verbs here. Madi, mudari, and amr. Then there's nouns. Yani 5 types of nouns. The masdar, infinitive. The ism fa'il and maf'ul. And then the ism makan and zaman. It says, ta'ammal al-amthila libabi fa'ala. Reflect upon, study carefully, and examine examples for the bab fa'ala. Wa'ayyin fiha al-madi. And identify in it, in these examples, the madi, past tense, the mudari, present tense, the amr, the command form, the masdar, the infinitive, the ism fa'il, the one who does the action, the ism maf'ul, the one that the action occurred to, wasmay al-zaman wa makan, and the 2 nouns of, yani, zaman and makan. So 8 things they want us to look for here, 3 of them are verb forms, and 5 of them are noun forms. We have to identify any one of them that we see from the bab fa'ala. Yani where the middle radical is double. Okay, let's try to go through this carefully. 15 sentences. Number 1. Alhamdulillah, these are numbered. Qabbala at-tiflu ummahu. The child kissed his mother. So the form that we're looking here is qabbala, which is a fi'l madin, past tense verb. Number 2. Adhin لِلْظُهْرِ يَا عَلِيُّ فَقَدْ حَانَ الْوَقْتُ. And he announced the time for prayer. أَذِّن لِلْظُهْرِ, for the dhuhr prayer, O Ali. فَقَدْ حَانَ الْوَقْتُ. Indeed, the time has come. The word that we're looking for here is أَذِّن, يعني, which is from أَذِّنَ يُؤَذِّنُ. أَذِّن فِعْلْ عَمْرُ, command form. Number 3. هَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ لِلْتَوْزِيعِ عَلَى الْحُجَّاجِ. These books are for distribution to the pilgrims, people who came to make Hajj. The word that we're looking for here is تَوْزِيعِ, which is a masdar from وَزَّعَ يُوَزِّعُ on the pattern of تَفْعِيل تَوْزِيعِ. Number 4. عِنْدَكَ صُورَةٌ مُلَوَّنَةٌ لِلْكَعْبَةِ المشرقة المشرفة أو المشرفة. Do you have with you صورة ملونة, a ملونة, a colored picture of the كعبة المشرفة, يعني the noble honorable كعبة. Here we have 2 words here. We have ملونة, which is the اسم مفعول with فتح ملونة. And then we have musharrafa, which is also ism maf'ul. Musharrafa. Musharrafa yusharrifu. Musharrafa. Number 5. Qala ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, ar-rahmanu 'allama al-qur'ana. خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. يعني that الرحمن, Allah has taught the Quran, and He created the human being, and He taught the human being البيان, يعني clear speech. In this ayah we have علم, which is فعل ماضي, past tense verb, and then we have it repeated again, علمه. In number 6, زارني صديقي فرحبت به فرحبت به. زارني صديقي, my friend visited me, so I welcomed him. فرحبت به. Here in this sentence we have رحبت, يعني from رحب يرحب, رحبت فعل ماضي, to welcome. Number 7, قال تعالى اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم. Today we have sealed or put a seal upon their mouths, and their hands will speak to us. وتكلمنا أيديهم. يعني the word that we're looking for here is تكلم. يعني from كلمة يكلم, تكلم أيديهم. تكلمنا أيديهم. يعني فعل مضارع. Number 8. ولدت لي بنت وسميتها مريم. A daughter was born to me and I named her مريم. The word that we're looking for here is سميتها. سميت from سمى, يسمي, فعل ماض. Number 9. من الذي ألف الموفى. يعني who is it that has authored the book الموفى. Here the word that we're looking for is ألف. ألف means to author, فعل ماضي. And also we have الموفى, which is اسم مفعول. يعني فموفى يوفي الموفى. الموفى يعني اسم مفعول. Number 10. أجل الاجتماع إلى أجل غير مسمى. يعني the اجتماع, the meeting has been postponed or delayed to إلى أجل, a appointed time, غير مسمى, which has not been يعني named. يعني it's been delayed without fixing a time for it. The word that we're looking for is مسمى, يعني from سمى يسمي, مسمى that which has been named, or غير مسمى has not been named. يعني فعل ماض. The first example is أجل, which is فعل ماضي from أجل, مبني للمجهول. And then the second one is غير مسمى. مسمى is اسم مفعول from سمى يسمي. مسمى اسم مفعول. Number 11. أتدخن. أتدخن يعني do you smoke؟ لا. وهل يدخن رجل عاقل؟ And does an intelligent person, a sane, rational person, smoke? إن التدخين خبيث وسبب أمراض خطيرة على المدخن كالسرطان كسرطان. ومن دخن بذر المال بالتدخين. Okay, this is a long sentence and it contains a number of words. The first one, تدخن. يعني from دخن يدخن أتدخن. This is فعل مضارع. Then we have يدخن also, يعني هل يدخن فعل مضارع. And then we have تدخين, which is a master on the pattern of تفعيل. From دخن يدخن تدخين. And then we have المدخن, يعني that this سبب, يعني هو سبب أمراض خطيرة على المدخن. مدخن is the اسم فاعل, the one who does the action. And then we have دخن. ومن دخن past tense فعل ماضي. And بذر also ماضي, means to waste. For whoever, anyhow, translate the whole thing. Do you smoke? No. Does an intelligent, rational, sane person smoke? Indeed, التدخين is خبيث, يعني smoking is filthy. وسبب أمراض خطيرة, and it is the cause of many sicknesses for the مدخن, the one who smokes, like cancer. ومن دخن, and whoever smokes, بذر المال, he has wasted wealth, بالتدخين, with his smoking. Number 12, بلغني أنك أوينت سفيرا فجئت لتهنئتي. It has reached me, أنك أوينت, that you have been appointed as a ambassador, سفيرا. فجئت, so I came, لتهنئتي. I came for congratulations. I need to congratulate you. So here we have عُيِّنَ, يعني فمعيّنَ, عُيِّنَ, عُيِّنْتَ, يعني a past tense verb. We also have تَهَنِيَ, يعني a master, from هَنَّأَ, هَنِّيُ. Number 13, أَيْنَ الْمُصَلَّى, where is the place of prayer, يعني here, يعني this is اسم مكان, same wasn as اسم مفعول or اسم زمان. Number 14, أدرس بالجامعة الإسلامية بالمدينة المنورة. يعني I'm studying at the Islamic University in مدينة المنورة. يعني مدينة النبوية. Here the word منورة is اسم مفعول. منورة instead of منورة. منور يعني the one who enlightens. منور the thing that is enlightened. اسم مفعول منورة. Number 15, هذا دواء مقوٍ للنظر. This is a medication that strengthens the sight. Any the word here, مقوٍ, from قوى, يقوي, مقوٍ. Any the thing, the one that strengthens, مقوٍ, the thing that strengthens here, اسم فاعل, مقوٍ. It's اسم منكوس, and so the last letter is deleted here in this particular case, مقوٍ. Okay, let me see how much time we have left. Okay, we still have a few minutes. Excuse me. Okay, let's look at exercise number 7 on the bottom of page 139. I think the remaining exercises are relatively brief. من أوزان جمع التكسير فعل. From the patterns of the broken plural, from the broken plural patterns are the pattern فَعَلَةٌ. For example, from طَالِبٌ طَالَبَةٌ. يعني the pattern is فَعَلَة. The first radical takes فَتَّة. Second radical takes فَتَّة. The third root letter radical takes فَتَّة. All the radicals take فَتَّة. And then there's an added letter تَا مَرْبُوتَة. So the root, the word طَالِبٌ, its root letters are طَا, لَام, and بَا. So each of the root letters takes فَتَّة. And then you add تَا مَرْبُوتَة. So طَا, لَا, بَا, تون. هاتي جمع الأسماء الآتية على هذا الوزن. So give the plurals of the following nouns on this pattern, the pattern of فعل. So كافر became كفارة, فاسق became فسقة, and فاجر became فجرة. كافر disbeliever, فاسق disobedient, فاجر يعني immoral. Okay, turning to page 140, exercise number 8. من أوزاني جمع التكسير فعلون. Another of the patterns of the broken plurals is فعلون. First radical takes دمة, second radical takes فتحة. For example, نسخة. نسخة, its broken plural is نسخون. First radical, نون, takes دمة, second radical, سين, takes سكون. Takes فتحة. And the third radical, خاف, and he takes تنوين. نعم. So from نسختون, نون, سين, خا, you get نوسخون, فعلون. هاتي جمع الأسماء الآتية على هذا الوزن. Give the broken plurals for the following nouns on this pattern, the pattern of فعلون, فعلون. So صورة, which means an image, became suwarun, and sura with seen, a chapter, became suwarun. Same pattern. First one with saad, second with seen. Gurfatun became gurafun, and ummatun became umamun, and dawlatun became duwalun. Pattern مَفْعَلُونَ. Number 9, شَرْحٌ is the masdar from شَرَحَ يَشْرَحُ وَهُوَ عَلَى وَزْن فَعْلٍ. يعني the first radical takes فَتَّة, second radical takes سُكُون. شَرْحٌ from شَرَحَ يَشْرَحُ. هَاتِي مَصَادِرَ الْأَفْعَالَ الْآتِيَةَ عَلَى وَزْن فَعْلٍ. يعني give the masdars from the following verbs on the pattern of فَعْل. فَعْلٌ. Okay, so they give us the past tense, they give us the present tense, and we have to bring the masdar. Okay, so they gave us 8 verbs. I'm going to read them across and then down. The first one, darasa, yadrusu, to study. Darsun is the masdar. Fataha, yaftahu, to open. Fathun is the masdar. Daraba, yadribu, to hit or to strike. Darbun is the masdar. Amara, ya'muru, the masdar is amrun. Qatala, yaqtulu, to kill. And amra means to command. Qatala, yaqtulu means to kill. Qatlun is the masdar. Naha, yanha, the masdar. Nahayun, to prohibit. Mala'a, last line. Mala'a, yamla'u, to fill. Mal'un is the masdar. Sabara, yasbiru, to be patient. Sabrun is the masdar. Any on the pattern of fa'al. And number 10, غيابٌ, yani is a masdar from غاب يغيب وهو على وزن فعال. Yani the first radical takes كسرة, the second radical takes فتح elongated by alif. So غاب يغيب, yani the root letters are yani غين يا and با. غاب يغيب. يعني غابة, its original root letter is يا. غا يا با يغيب. So غا يا and با, the first radical takes كسرة. غي يا takes فتح added by ألف. يا and then the last radical غياب. هاتي مصادر الأفعال الآتية على وزن فعال. Give the infinitives, the masdars from the following verbs on the pattern of فعال. كسرة فتح ألف. الماضي قام المضارع يقوم المصدر قيام means to stand up. صام يصوم صيام fasting. أبا يعوب to return إياب. لقي يلقى يعني to meet لقاء. Here note that the it's a فعل ناقص. Therefore, the masdar has hamza added to on its pattern. Instead of the alif maksura, it is, or ya, it is hamza. Laqiya yalqa liqa'un. Last line, qasa yaqisu, yani to measure something. Qasa yaqisu qiyasun, yani to compare, to make, yani, comparison, naam. Qasa yaqisu قياس شفى يشفي to heal شفاء. And just notice that the ناقص verbs يعني لقيا يلقى شفى يشفي that they have حمزة in the masdar in the end of the masdar لقاء and شفاء. The last two exercises are just any couple of words. ما جمع دكتور. What is the plural of doctor? Dakatiratun. Dakatiratun with Hamza ta marbuta on the end. And number 12, adkhil yabdu fi jumlatin. Use the word, the verb yabdu in a sentence. Yabdu means to appear. To appear. Yabdu anna al mudarrisa maridun. It appears that the teacher is sick. This is the end of this lesson. So it is very important, yani the broken plural patterns and the masdar patterns that are new in this lesson, it's important to look at this exercise and go through some of the masdar patterns, for example, like fathun, amrun, nahyun, sabrun, to remember that this is a new pattern. Darsun, darbun, qatlun, to remember this pattern, and likewise, giyabun, yani the pattern of fi'al, yani siyam, qiyam, qiyas, like this, to remember these patterns. And the same thing with the broken plural patterns, yani that these are new patterns, fa'alatun and fu'alun. So please pay attention to them. And most importantly in this lesson, yani the main core of this lesson is dealing with the difference between the fi'l, thulathi and ruba'i, and secondly, probably even more importantly, mujarrad and mazid, because in this lesson and the following lesson and in level 3 we'll be doing all of the yani verb patterns, the thulathi mazid patterns. Here we have ma'allama, the second form, and in the next lesson we have af'ala, the fourth form, and then in level 4 we're going to have the third form and the fifth form and the sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth and tenth form. So it's very important to understand from this lesson, from the bab fa'ala, yani how you formulate the mudari, how you formulate the amr, how you formulate the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul and the ism zaman and makan, and then yani we'll be applying that to other verbs, yani some of it to other verbs, yani the same type of patterns we'll be applying to other mazid verbs. In the next lesson we'll see af'ala pattern, and then or bab af'ala, and then in the level 4 we'll see the rest of the mazid forms. Naam. So this is what we wanted to cover today. Very, very importantly, try to study carefully, yani the derivation, how you derive the various forms, verb forms and noun forms from the bab fa'ala, yani the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism zaman and makan, as well as the masdar and yani madi, mudari, fil amr, and so on. Okay, we're going to stop with this. Inshallah, I'll be sending out homework assignment for the new lesson, the final lesson 17, at some point tomorrow, but you don't have to wait until tomorrow. Today you can open up your book and go to lesson 17, which is our final lesson for level 3, and begin to read the English key and the Arabic dialogue in the lessons, any of the exercises, as much as you like, and you can start without delay. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, in accordance with the authentic Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm and steadfast upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal our sick, and may He make their sickness a means of nearness to Him, an expiation of their sins and elevation of their station and multiplication of their good deeds, and that He also grant them patience with their situation to make the difficulty of their situation easy for them, keep their hearts firm, and to allow them to be pleased with what He has decreed, knowing that yani Allah doesn't decree any decree for a believer except that it's good for them. At least it is indeed, if they are patient with it, a means of expiation of sins and multiplication of good deeds and elevation of one's station in this world and the next life. So a person, if they consider this and think about this, will realize how fortunate they are, and inshallah not only be patient with what Allah has decreed for us, but also perhaps be pleased and thankful for all the good that comes from it. Ya Rabbi.